is Vectis Radio. We'll be right back.
paper tiger. Paper tiger. You're just a fluttering in the trees. Ain't shaking no one but the leaves. Oh, how you try to be so brave. Thinking that I'll run back. Tiger.
That was Sue Thompson and Paper Tiger, and yes, you probably guessed, it's Tiger Hour here on Vectis Radio, and we're very lucky to have in the studio with us Charlotte Corney from the Isle of Wight Zoo. Charlotte, congratulations on Simmy coming to join you, and welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks, James. Thanks very much for the invite, for starters.
No, it's a pleasure. We're really excited about this because I thought, wouldn't it be a good idea to have a sort of themed hour with Tiger Tunes? And you know what? It is so easy to get Tiger Tunes.
I was trying to think up what you might be playing. I had about two on my list, to be honest. So you've done really, really well.
Well, it's thanks to iTunes in a way, but... The funny thing is, once you start sort of putting the search term Tiger in there, there's so many tracks that you actually know.
Yeah.
We've just had Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, that sort of 80s
yes,
classic.
That's an obvious one, really, isn't
that,
it?
That Sue Thompson one we just had, a bit of Northern Soul.
I
like
that.
That was from the 60s. It's lovely, isn't it?
I really like
that. That was Paper Tiger. And the next one we've got coming up is Jasmine Sullivan, Lions, Tigers and Bears.
Fantastic.
So that's a bit like the zoo, all in one, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
But tell me about the fascination with tigers, because clearly musicians are fascinated with tigers.
How could you not be? I think is the premise, maybe a starting point. Tigers, I think they, in fact, I was just talking to some visitors earlier on today, and I was with one of my little tigers. I say little, she's quite big, but
yeah.
Aisha, and she's one that I've hand raised, so she's particularly friendly. You know, she'd come up and chuff at me. In fact, she was rolling around and being very, very sweet. And we were just sort of talking about, because the lady was saying, oh, well, you just want to touch them, you know, you just want to do this. And she said she'd been a few years ago and done a milk feed. It's one of our experiences that we do. And she said, oh, I had to try really so hard, you know, not to touch them. And I think that's because they've got this familiarity. You know, lots of people keep domestic cats, so
yes.
they kind of see a familiarity with them. Also, they're very cute. You know, we have got this syndrome, haven't we, where we're kind of predisposed to find certain things cute. And whatever it is in their physical form, we find it cute.
Yes.
So we have that reaction to them, but we also know they can kill you. So I think that combination actually is quite interesting.
Yeah, there's a bit of danger, but
yeah.
So they could turn at any moment.
Yeah.
Now, is it true that you used to walk the tigers on Sandown Beach?
It's absolutely true, yeah. It's fact, not fiction. My father used to do it before me, and then I used to do it. My sister would probably kill me if she's listening to this, but she actually used to also walk snakes along the promenade when she was little. And there was a lovely picture taken of her for a Ball Street newspaper. It was so cute, and she was in black and white. She had a little bonnet on. She had an old-fashioned pram with a big snake in it. So we were a bit odd when we were kids. But, I used to take my tigers walking on the beach.
Wow.
But, health and safety is sport, all our fun.
Yeah.
So did you have them on a lead?
They were on a long piece of rope that mm-hmm. I used to sort of put around my arm, and they wore a harness, and they went from sort of quite small size up to kind of a size for like an extra, extra large dog in the end. And they really liked it, but cats are lazy animals. It's not like taking a dog for a walk when they're pulling you along the beach.
Yeah.
They just used to sort of walk, lie down, walk, lie down.
Now, are tigers like domestic cats in many ways? Because we always think that domestic cats have got a slightly evil side to them. We're doing sort of dogs. I mean, we're not. I'm allergic to anything like that.
Yeah.
But so we've never had pets. But we've always thought that sort of cats have got that kind of, I don't know, self-contained sort of evil side.
I don't see it so much in terms of per se for the species, like for tigers, if you're talking about tigers. I think it's just more down to the individual.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think, you know, domestic cats sometimes can be quite selfish, I think.
Yes.
You know, and the big cats I find quite different in that respect. I find them a bit more dog-like, you know, than cat-like in certain aspects of the way they interact with us.
Yeah. How did it come about that you have so many tigers at Sandown Zoo?
We had our first tiger a few years after my parents took over the zoo, which was actually 40 years ago. It's the 40th anniversary of my dad sort of founding what is today the Isle of Wight Zoo. And after a couple of years, we were offered a tiger that had been rejected by its mother at Twycross Zoo, the zoo that's famous for PG tips, chimps. Yeah. And so we took that tiger cub on. Her name was Tammy. She lived for many years and mothered 30 cubs.
Yes.
So she's amazing. And that kind of triggered the whole tiger theme, really, within the zoo.
Okay. Well, look, you've got a very famous tiger who's just joined you called Simmy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about her after the next track. And as we said earlier, it's Jasmine Sullivan, Lions, Tigers and Bears. So I hope this will go down well. Do you know it?
I don't. I'm really ignorant when it comes to music.
You know, I didn't know it, and it's rather charming, actually.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears, but I'm scared of the pain. I'm not scared to perform at a sold out affair, but I'm scared of the pain. You are the only one who thinks it's an impossible task. Why you don't ask? Is that too much to ask? Why do we love love when love seems to hate us? Sorry if I sound so filled with gloom. You say you care, and I know you do, but this is from my experience.
was Jasmine Sullivan with Lions, Tigers and Bears. She's from Philadelphia, but I didn't find that cheesy at all. Oh, sorry. Oh, oh.
It's you see what I have to put up with,
Charlie. Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty quick-witted.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's...
Don't encourage him.
No, don't encourage me, or it'll spread.
Just steer him away. No, that is getting cheesy. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, it's Tiger Hour here on Vectis Radio. We're very lucky to be with Charlotte Corney from the Isle of Wight Zoo. And Charlotte, you were talking a few moments ago about your father setting up the zoo. You have now inherited it.
Yeah, that's right. I have inherited the zoo. My father passed away in 2003.
Yes.
My very tolerant, long-suffering mother, I think, you know, by that stage, really, she just wanted some time out for herself, understandably.
Yes.
And I'd been sort of operational, sort of, you know, managing the zoo for some while. So it was a natural progression. And
yeah,
it wasn't really a case of, shall I do this or can I do this? It was just a case of, I'm doing this.
So did, when you were at school, did you always know that you were going to run a zoo?
No. Oh, well, maybe in a sense that there was a certain fatefulness about it. My dad made it very clear that's what he wanted me to do. And I think that made it sort of, just naturally as a kid, you sort of rebel, don't you, a bit.
Yeah.
I did feel the need to get off the island because I grew up here.
Yes.
And I think that's quite natural, young people. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I can't imagine doing something different, I guess.
Yeah. You know? So you don't sort of wake up in the middle of the night with a tiger cub in your arms and think, I wish I was an accountant.
No, I'm terrible with numbers, so that would be a total disaster. And I think it's sort of the point as well is that, you know, because I haven't followed a natural, like a kind of a career path in a sort of a normal way, perhaps. And so I think I'm probably unemployable for one thing. You know,
I can't imagine that.
My competencies are quite unusual in certain ways. So I don't know. I suppose I'm comfortable doing what I do, in a sense.
Yeah, and you're very lucky, aren't you, with the zoo, because it's in this amazing, I wouldn't say it's a sort of natural setting, because it's a fort.
Yes,
what a wonderful place for a zoo to be.
Yeah, well, we sort of say it's quite nice. It's almost like there's this big kind of fortified arm around the zoo, taking care of the zoo in a way, protecting it.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Which is quite a nice analogy, because obviously it was built for defence, although never actually used for that. In 1867, I think it was built. It's one of the Palmerston's forts.
One of his follies, yes.
And apparently haunted too.
Yeah, which I heard that it was haunted. Yeah. Well,
I try not
things.
To think about that when I'm working late down that end of the zoo in the dark.
Have you ever seen these sort of phantom tigers?
I haven't, no.
Or
haven't.
No troops on manoeuvre or anything like that?
No.
Is there a microclimate in the fort? Is it sort of particularly hot in the summer and particularly cold in the winter?
Yeah, it gives us a buffer against the wind.
Yeah, I bet that's good.
You know, and provides some shade, so I guess you could say so.
Now, how do tigers sort of find it in this kind of windy, wet weather?
They don't like the wind very much because it disturbs their senses, which are very acute.
Right.
So, you know, hearing, smell and so forth.
Yeah.
They don't so much mind the cold, and they don't even mind the rain sometimes, but they don't really like the wind.
Okay, well, you've got a very famous tiger with you at the moment now.
Yeah.
And she's called Simmy.
Yeah.
And was Simmy always her name?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, it's been her name. So, but she's absolutely lapping up the limelight at the moment. She's
I know, you've just had a special tiger welcome weekend for Simmy, haven't you?
We did, and that was very, very well attended. So big thanks to anybody who came to support Simmy and help us to welcome her. So, yeah, Simmy's had a particularly rough ride. She's 10 years old, so she's sort of middle-aged, but she's, you know, she was born into a German circus, and she was seized from that circus 2 years ago because of terrible welfare and cruel training methods.
Yeah, and sorry to sort of continue with the awful jokes, but you had to jump through a number of hoops yourself, didn't you?
Yes,
and
she found herself right in the midst of a media circus.
Yeah.
Oh, very
brilliant, brilliant. Oh, fantastic. You must have been getting that one ready.
Yeah, so it really was a complete drag. You know, the actual process of getting her to the zoo was very long-winded, too long-winded.
Yeah.
And it took up valuable time from the rescue centre's point of view because they had her filling up a space. And also, you know, she's 10 years old. She's not got all of her life left to live.
No.
But we did it in the end.
And there's a little sort of sad sadness to the story as well, because I read on one of your blogs that Simi actually was over there in Belgium with a sort of partner or
a friend.
Oh, sorry, I should have brought that up.
You know, it's just that, you know, he's so on my conscience, you know.
Yeah, I know, I saw from that blog that it must be heartbreaking when...
It's hard, yeah, and I mean, you can't do everything, and we have to prioritise what we have resources for and so forth, and not overburden ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, his is a case that we are actively looking into at the moment, let's say, so it's possible that we'll be able to offer him a home. It's possible that the circumstances will be right on both sides, but it's too early to say.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, Tigers are sociable, and now, how is Simi fitting in with her new friends?
Yeah, well, interestingly, certainly in the wild scenario, tigers are actually lone animals. They live by themselves.
Oh, really?
Unlike lions.
I didn't realise. I thought they sort of had a bit of a pack.
No, I mean, most wild cats live by themselves, with the exception of lions and sometimes cheetah that live together. But in human care environments where you remove the competition for resources, they actually benefit from company, as long as it's the right company. You can't just chuck two tigers next to each other. It can end in tears.
Right.
But yes, so Darko had made friends with Simi already, and he'd recently come in from a bad Croatian zoo. And he had not lived with other tigers as far as we were aware. So he'd been by himself. And then all of a sudden, you know, he'd got this friendship with this beautiful little female tiger. And then we took her away.
Oh. Well, look, we'll come back to Simi after a few more tiger tracks. The next one's going to be something like you've never heard before in terms of tigers. It's Rehab, Skytac and Farfak with a brilliant house track called Tiger. And then after that, just for something completely different, it's Lulu.
We'll be right back.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself, the ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, you'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Are you an employer concerned about your responsibilities for workplace pensions? Sage have got it covered. If you already use Sage Payroll software, you can add the Sage auto-enrolment module to help you manage your pension duties, enrol your staff and comply with the new legislation. Contact the Asperity Group, that's A-S-P-E-R-I-T-I, on 01983 721548, your local Sage business partner. Visit our website at www.asperity.co.uk or email us on info@asperity.co.uk.
The Dotty Imaging Company is a new business on the beautiful Isle of Wight. Specialising in creativity from graphic design for print to hand-produced paintings and drawings. Looking for inspiration for that special gift? Something unique? Then the Dotty Imaging Company is your solution. Using the traditional techniques of fine dots, I can produce beautiful pen and ink artwork that can be personalised for family and pet portraits. Order now your unique island gifts or purchase a portrait voucher to give to that special someone or even treat yourself. Google the Dotty Imaging Company, find me on Facebook or call 07 443 506 213. The Dotty Imaging Company, where creativity starts with a dot.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Jack.
We're doing the four-piece course. We're taking over the Thursday social debate.
We're going to discuss the 2016 Oscar nominations and the controversy of there not being any black nominees.
We will hear the views of Will Smith, Michael Caine, George Clooney, Ice Cube and many more.
So tune in Thursday lunchtime.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
Hide the real me. Love have left behind.
recognise that voice. It's Lulu, I'm a Tiger. And before that, I hope you had your paws up in the air for Rehab Skytech Farfak. And
it's getting worse.
It's getting worse, isn't it? We are here with Charlotte Corney, who is the owner and runner, manager and everything at Sandown Zoo, at the Isle of Wight Zoo. It's fascinating talking to you about tigers, and in particular, Simmy. Now, Simmy's a bit of a celebrity because she was actually mentioned at the first Prime Minister's Question Time for Jeremy Corbyn, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think she stole the show, didn't she?
Yeah.
But Andrew Turner had already been on board. I'd been liaising with him about the problems that we're having importing Simmy, and so I knew that he was trying to help. But I didn't know that, nor did he, in fact, know that his question was going to be picked at that particular time. So the first I heard about this is when I got a phone call from a journalist saying, "What's all this about Tiger in the House of Commons?"
Yeah.
And I thought, "What, a Tiger in the House of Commons? What's going on?" So I immediately Googled it.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry, someone took the message for me. So I quickly Googled it. I thought, what's going on? And then, of course, it all came up.
Yeah.
And that was quite exciting for us. And, yeah, I mean, it was fortuitous that internationally all the eyes and ears were on that session. And it was Simmy's name that was on the agenda.
Yeah, and Andrew Turner was nearly fed to the lions for doing it, wasn't he?
He was.
But yeah, his reward was actually feeding Simmy on Sunday, wasn't it?
He did join us on Sunday, and he helped Carolyn to do one of the health checks sessions with Simmy, which involves sort of a clicker training session and then feeding her with some meat.
Now, looking at all the comments on the web about sort of Simmy coming over here, mm-hmm. one of the things that kept getting repeated was, you know, why on earth are we putting Simmy in a zoo?
Yep.
Well, you know, why aren't we putting Simmy into the wild? And I think there's a very good answer to that, isn't there?
It's also a very good question, and I think, you know, it is a natural sort of question that flares up in people's minds. More than anyone would rather see tigers in the wild, or know, not even see them, but just know that they're there in the wild. You know,
yes.
I've grown up looking after tigers in zoos. I know that the best place for them to be and to function as part of a healthy environment and ecosystem is in the wild. But unfortunately, when it comes to sort of tigers that are living in the wild at the moment, they're in dire straits. The populations are crashing as a whole throughout Asia.
Yeah.
And we're losing tigers. At the moment, we're losing that battle to save them. We're not winning it overall.
Yes.
We're winning it in pockets, but not overall. So that's one thing, that even wild tigers that are streetwise and, you know, they're finding it hard to get on top of all the direct killing pressures for traditional Chinese medicine and so forth, and deforestation, lack of prey, etc. So it's just ejecting a tiger, you know, into that environment.
It just can't be done.
It can't be done. Not only that, but even if all of a sudden, you know, the wild was a glorious place to live for a tiger that is being taken into the wild from a captive environment to have to go through a really comprehensive program.
Yes.
And you would never do it. In fact, you wouldn't do it that way. You'd have tigers out there that were living next door to the centre that breed, and then they're offspring go back in.
Yeah.
If we were to release Simmy into the wild, I tell you for sure, I'd put my life on it, she'd be dead within months.
Well,
she'd probably be killed by other tigers. She wouldn't be able to hunt, for sure. She'd be have no immunity to disease, and of course she's not afraid of people.
No, well, it's good to put that nail in the coffin, because, you know, I think a lot of people ask that question.
Yeah.
And it's good to know. Now, a lot of kids dream about running off to the circus. What you do is actually get tigers to run away from the circus, because I think you specialised in circus rescues. Is that correct?
It's sort of evolved that way, that we've ended up taking a lot of tigers that have been seized from circus backgrounds, but also animals that have come. We had a jaguar that was seized from somebody's garage in Ireland, you know. So and surplus tigers as well. But obviously our commitment is lifelong to those animals. It costs a lot of money, so it's not just a case, oh, can we bring that tiger in now. It's, can we afford to then continue to fund that tiger's life for as long as it might live?
Yes.
And how can we help look after Simmy?
Well, what's been really heartwarming is the turnout, as say, at the weekend for Simmy, and all the general interest in Simmy. And I think, you know, what we want to do now is harness that and say to the island community, if you'd like to help more, you've already helped a lot, but if you'd like to help more, you can, of course, adopt Simmy for anything to £20 to £100 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can take out a My Zoo friend with Simmy, and that's just £5. They can do that by going to our website, which is www.isleofwightzoo.com.
Yeah.
There's a link off the homepage. It's really simple to do.
Fantastic. Now, you've got some more events coming up, because after this wonderful events with Simmy at the weekend, and there's a clue in the next track, which is called Tiger Feet, and and of course it's by Mud. So listen out for that clue. And Tiger Feet, of course. It's Tiger Hour here on Vectis Radio. We're here with Charlotte Corney, who runs the Isle of Wight Zoo. And Charlotte, there was a clue, of course, in that, because what do tigers get in their feet?
Mud.
And poo. Yes, because...
You're lost on me. I'm lost on you now.
No, but it's because you were telling us in that advert break that your next big event... is poo at the zoo.
It is, and I wasn't joking, although you did laugh at me.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's poo at the zoo. We did come up with this, and we're rather pleased that we did, because I think it's one of its own kind of event. It all kicks off at Easter for the Easter holidays.
Yeah.
With the launch, the opening of the National Poo I can't even say it. National Poo Museum at the zoo.
No.
Yes.
You go. Hang on. This is breaking news. You are going to be launching the National Poo Museum
at the Isle of Wight.
You heard it first on Vectis Radio.
In the fort.
In the fort.
Yeah.
So all things pooey going on at the zoo.
Wow, that's I just don't know where to begin.
This is the whole point, and this is what generated our thoughts about, you know, the whole event, was that it's the fact that it has this reaction, I guess.
It sounds potty.
Yeah. Actually, it's quite good.
I think you're right, Charlotte. I think in this country, we're all terribly embarrassed about natural functions like that.
Yeah, where's that all come from and everything? It's just fascinating topic. And the more we've been researching what we're going to be doing during the event, it's just like endless, you know. And of course, there've been loads of innuendo, and we can't go through a meeting without someone saying something that I won't say on the radio.
I'm just feeling flushed talking about it.
Everyone's got a good poo story as well. One of the things we want to do is interview people about their stories to do with poo, because everybody's got a great story to do with poo.
I think what's good about this, I mean, from my perspective, it seems that it could have tremendous health spin-offs.
Absolutely.
In a beneficial way. That if you encourage children and adults as well to talk about these things more, then they will be less embarrassed when they have symptoms which should perhaps be investigated.
And let's face it, animals aren't worried, are they?
They're not in front of us.
They poo anywhere, you know.
They do it the whole time. without running off to a corner.
Yeah, but it's going to be a really fun event, I think. Kids will love it.
Do you have any bears?
No.
Any bears? Oh, because I
Winnie
was thinking
the
about
Pooh.
Bears. Yeah. No, bears and woods. No, I wasn't thinking of Winnie the Pooh, but that's a good one. Yeah, exactly. Oh, blimey.
It's rubbing off on me now.
Now, what are we going to do about exhibits there? I mean...
Are you volunteering?
No, I mean, are there... Judith thinking that would be absolutely marvellous. I think I couldn't put you through those terrible sound effects. But, I mean, are there such things as... Could you kind of... combine it with Dinosaur Isle to have dinosaur poo,
will feature as part of the poo museum.
I thought it might, because there must be some kind of fossilised dinosaur poo that you find on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, that's all going to be brought into the poo museum, so that is going to be the place to go.
Because I know there are certain parts of the country that have very, very fertile agricultural land because of dinosaur poo.
That's interesting. That's an interesting poo fact, isn't it?
Yeah, because my brother used to live near to a field full of dinosaur poo. Do you remember that, Judy?
Wow. Where was that?
Grow anything.
In Cambridgeshire. Yeah.
That's a brilliant fact.
And they could grow anything.
Exactly. What a brilliant fact. I'll be taking that into the committee.
A factoid. This is going to be, absolutely.
You know.
this is going to be over Easter weekend you're launching, is it?
Yes, it'll kick off over Easter, the start of the Easter holidays.
Oh, I could talk about poo forever, but we better get some adverts in, and then we'll be back after Emily Sondé sings Tiger.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself. The ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods. You'll find them on Daish Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
The Wight Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cowes to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar. Come along to the Wight Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Hello, Maggie here, coach, mentor, consultant, speaker, author and survivor. Coaching differs when working with every client because people have different goals, aspirations or areas in their lives which they want to change. The common denominator is that they wish to make a change for the better and have made a commitment to do so. I coach by finding out what you want to happen, then we work together on solutions. I'm straightforward, but I will challenge you when it's in your best interest and I will hold you accountable. Get in touch today via my website, maggiecurry.co.uk, for a free chat to discover how I will support you through the changes you want to make. I will deliver the goods and help you get the results you want. Begin to unlock your future today.
Check out the Riverside Centre Carpentry Shop next door to Vectis Radio. Skilled craftsmen have a small shop that's set up to donate to the Riverside charity. The shop contains nest boxes, tables, garden furniture, wooden horses. Practically anything wooden can be made to order. The skilled craftsmen are down to earth and really friendly. So don't be shy. Come and see them here at the Riverside Centre in Newport.
Hi, it's the Rockmeister here. Do you fancy your rock a little mellower? More Journey than Judas Priest? More singing than screaming? More head shaking than head banging? Then join me every week for the Tuesday Rock Show, 7 to 10pm on Vectis Radio. Rock still rocks with a rock, but perhaps not quite so much. Hello.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectis Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
Sunday and Tiger, and unfortunately all good things have to come to an end, because we've been having a wonderful Tiger Hour here with Charlotte Corney from the Isle of Wight Zoo. We've only got about a minute or two left, Charlotte. It's been wonderful talking to you. Unbelievably, you're going to be having a museum of poo, but don't be deterred. We are so excited about that. We will definitely be coming to the zoo to see that over at Easter. Another bit of news, you're becoming a charity this year, is that right?
Yes, we're working now towards converting into a charitable entity, so that's really exciting. As I say, it's 40 years since my dad took over, and it's the right time.
Yeah, no, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
You've got so many things coming up over the course of the year. Hopefully you'll be having a bit of outdoor cinema as well
later
in the year, because that's been a great success, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
All the best with Simmy. And again, could you just give the website details, please, if people would like to somehow adopt Simmy or sponsor Simmy or whatever?
It's a pleasure, and it's www.isleofwightzoo.com.
Brilliant. Lots more events there over the course of this year. It's been a real pleasure
having you in. Good fun.
It's great. And you've got so many exciting things that are so sort of left field, would never have even thought of them. So thanks for sharing those with us on air. And just to go away with a Tiger theme before we hand over to the wonderful Mr. Brandon Langdon, it's ABBA, of course, and Tiger.